Next item is a change of zone, I'm sorry, conditional use number 2565, F and N Vasquez Concrete LLC.
Yep, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2565 for F and N Vasquez Concrete LLC for a concrete and masonry business with construction industry retail sales, general office space, and storage for the recycling of aggregate products and crushing operations on land zoned AR1 and GR based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks conditional use approval for the operation of a concrete and masonry business that includes the following uses: A, the recycling of aggregate products such as concrete and asphaltic concrete; B, a crushing operation that processes non-metallic mineral products for private and public construction industries; C, topsoil screening to separate materials delivered to the site; D, construction industry retail sales; E, an office; F, the operation of a concrete and masonry business; and G, storage areas for the proposed use and materials. Two, the property is the subject of conditional use 492 for a borrow pit. That conditional use remains in effect and will be supplemented by these additional uses. Three, the adjacent property to the north and east is a large wooded property. The adjacent properties to the south and east are wooded along Cedar Creek, with the area beyond that used for agricultural purposes. The adjacent properties to the west is a railroad, and the elevation of the railroad tracks is approximately 15 feet higher than the subject property, providing a berm-like screen from the residential properties on the other side of the railroad tracks. In addition, the applicant has proposed a 50-foot-wide vegetated buffer of native species along the northern and western boundaries of the site, along with a 50-foot-wide buffer area along the rest of the property, including the southern and eastern boundaries where Cedar Creek and its associated wetlands are located. Under these circumstances, the proposed uses, in addition to those permitted under the current borrow pit approval, will not adversely impact neighboring properties, roadways, or the community. Four, the uses of recycling and crushing facility for concrete and similar material will benefit the citizens and the environment of Sussex County. By recycling and reusing this material, there will be a reduction of materials going to the landfills. Five, the property is currently landlocked and is accessed via a recorded easement. This current easement is utilized for the borrow pit operations and will continue to be used for these additional operations on the site. Six, DLDOT has determined that the proposed conditional use will have a negligible impact on area roadways and traffic. Seven, the property is primarily located in the low density area according to the future land use map within the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. A small portion of the site is located within the existing development area according to the plan. This conditional use is consistent with these area designations, since the use provides a location to recycle aggregate and asphaltic concrete materials with a minimal need for infrastructure or other government-related services. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, conditional use number 492 shall remain in effect on this site unless specifically modified by these conditions. B, in addition to the uses permitted under conditional use number 492, this approval shall allow the following uses to occur on the site. One, storage of aggregate materials such as concrete and asphalt millings. Two, a crushing operation that processes concrete for private and public construction industries. Three, topsoil screening to separate materials delivered to the site. Four, construction industries, retail sales of stone, concrete, and asphaltic construction material and product uses for these construction materials. Five, an office. Six, the operation of a concrete and masonry business. And seven, storage areas for the proposed uses and materials. C, no wood or metal chipping or grinding shall occur on the site, and no organic waste shall be brought to or from the site. No milling activities shall occur on the site. While concrete and asphalt millings may be brought to the site, they may only be temporarily stored on the site. The location of the temporary storage area for millings brought to the site shall be shown on the final site plan. D, crushing operation shall only occur between the hours of 9 a.m. through 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. No Saturday or Sunday hours shall be permitted. E, materials may only be accepted at the site or delivered from the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. In addition, no trucks, trailers, or other vehicles shall be permitted to wait or stack within the access easement or along area roadways outside of these permitted hours. There shall be signages confirming this prohibition installed at the site's entrance and along the easement. The details of this signage shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the crushing machine shall be located no less than 250 feet from all property boundary lines. This limited area of use shall be shown on the final site plan. G, a 50-foot wide vegetated buffer planted with native species shall be installed along the northern and western boundaries of the site. The number and details of the vegetation to be planted shall comply with the requirements for vegetated buffers contained in Section 99-4 of Chapter 99 of the County Code. In addition, a 50-foot wide buffer area shall be established along the rest of the property, including the southern and eastern boundaries where Cedar Creek and its associated wetlands are located. These buffer areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked with signage on the site itself, declaring them as non-disturbance areas. The vegetation and trees to be planted shall also be shown on the final site plan. H, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. I, fuel may be stored on the site. The location of this fuel storage area shall be shown on the final site plan. The fuel storage shall comply with all state and federal requirements. J, water or a water truck shall be available and used at all times to control dust within the site. The specific dust control measures shall be identified on the final site plan. K, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not be greater than 32 square feet per side. L, the only entrance to the property shall be via the existing recorded easement providing access to and from the site via Greentop Road. The entrance to the site via this easement shall be secured when the business is not in operation. The applicant shall also comply with any and all roadway entrance improvements required by DelDOT as a result of this use or at the point where the easement intersects with Greentop Road. M, the applicant shall comply with all state and county erosion and sedimentation control regulations. N, a violation of these conditions may result in the termination of this conditional use. O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
One minor just typographical error. It's on condition G, it should have referred to section 99-5 of chapter 99. So just if we could reflect that correction, that's all.
Thank you. I amend my motion to include that.
I second the amended motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2565 FNN Vasquez Concrete LLC for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you.